This is an MUT Radio podcast. You're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Cindy Lingobese.
MUT Radio News.
Making headlines, the Sawa MET is to host the last graduation ceremony this week. Igantike uRamaphosa uyaqhubeka nokulalela izinkinga ezibhekene nomphakathi eSidibeng. The time is 4 p.m. Good afternoon. The Mangosuthu University of Technology is to host the last graduation ceremony this week. The Faculty of Management Sciences will be hosting the last batch of students tomorrow. Today, more than three students received their cum laude in the Department of Accounting. The Acting Vice Chancellor and Principal of MET, Professor Marcus Ramokhale, has been addressing graduates of all faculties throughout this week during the graduation ceremonies that have been taking place at Seme Hall. In other news, uMengameli uCyril Ramaphosa uhambele indawo yaseSidibeng namhlanje ukuyohola imbizo esifundazweni saseGauteng. Lena ngeni yezindlela uMengameli ahlola ngayo ukuthi ukuhanjiswa kwentuthuko kuyaqhubeka yini emphakathini yakuleli. Kule mbizo uRamaphosa uhambisana noNdunankulu waseGauteng uDavid Makhura kanye nongqongqoshe wezemfundo emazingeni aphansi uNG Motsega. UMakhura usethule uMengameli ngokusemthethweni ngaphambi kokuba amalunga abeke izikhalazo zawo.
It's aging, it's not properly maintained. Water, sanitation, electricity infrastructure, le ditsela tsa rona. Because our municipalities, generally our municipalities in the Vaal, including the district, do not have the financial base, the resource base, to can be able to cope with maintaining the infrastructure. Some of this infrastructure is 60 years old.
And finally, at least 150 critically endangered vultures were poisoned to death in separate incidents in Botswana and South Africa, with conservationists warning the killings pushed the birds closer to extinction. Vulture poisoning is not uncommon in wildlife-rich Southern Africa, where they are targeted by poachers because they draw unwanted attention to their illegal activities. According to wildlife groups, their heads are also used in traditional medicine. In the latest incidents, more than 50 white-backed vultures were found dead in Botswana's northern Chope district today, while about 100 more were discovered in South Africa's Kruger National Park on Thursday, and that is according to vulture conservation group Valpro. Valpro's founder, Kerry Walter, says in both cases, the birds died after feeding from the carcass of a buffalo, which appeared to have been laced with poison. Park officials in South Africa say they were investigating the incident, adding some of the carcasses appeared to have been harvested for their body parts. And what's trending on Twitter this afternoon is hashtag Side B, hashtag Esma Khashule, and hashtag Lori Harvey. A recap of your top story this hour. The Mangosuthu University of Technology is to host the last graduation ceremony tomorrow. I'll be coming through with more news at the top of the hour for MET News. I am Silindile Ngobese.
This is an MET Radio podcast.